Special weather statement. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 02 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 03 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 05 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 06 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 07 hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 08 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 09 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 10 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 11 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
Junk. Kilo echoing. Bravo Zulu Juliet testing.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
Good evening, this is Matt, WSAU with the UVM Sunday night. This is every Sunday night and the radio repeater at 8 p.m. This is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. I will first from mobile, portable, and charge time stations, then from echoing stations, then from all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations we can check in to the UVM Sunday night yet? Please call now.
WSSD Stewart, portable.
WSRC, go ahead, Stewart.
WSAU on the net, WSSC, Dean, Matt, and everyone else listening. Not much for me. I realized that I hadn't checked into this yet in quite a while, so I thought I would give you another check-in. And also something interesting happened on the FM band. There was sporadic E to Manitoba on Tuesday afternoon and then Florida on Wednesday night, so I was really excited to get in on the spraggy going all the way up into the FM band. So other than that, not a whole lot else to report, so I'll send it back to you, Matt. WFRC.
Thanks for that, Stuart, and congratulations on something from a long distance contact. I don't know if you actually made the contact or you just heard them, but either way, it's very interesting to hear someone thousands of miles away. Anyhow. Are there any other mobile, portable, or short-time stations for the UVM Sunday night? Please call out.
Hi, here's November 8th here in Bravo Echo, Mobile.
Go ahead, any SBEs?
WSAU and the NET, this is 10-8 SBE. And, of course, we're sitting in our truck. Trying to keep warm in this freezing temperatures. Don't have anything else going on tonight. Well, I mean, I do. I'm going to be hosting an evening event for the Elecraft Group, 3803, 9 o'clock, if anybody else would like to join. Back to Ned, any of us.
Thanks, yes. So it's definitely getting colder out there than it was. It was very nice on Friday, and I had a ladder that I hadn't put away yet because it was covered in snow, and the snow finally melted off of it. And it, I finally got around to putting that away actually just before it got dark tonight. So it's definitely much colder out there than it was. Fortunately, the snow didn't really reaccumulate on it. So anyhow, anyone else for mobile for a short time? You on Sunday night, Matt? All right, nothing heard. Any echoing station for the U on Sunday night, Matt, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor, Mike.
AETWD, any other echoing stations? Any all stations that you on Sunday night, Matt, please call now.
Hello, Fox. Echo.
Watch out, the late Oscar India Sierra.
Early 8 Tango Oscar, Don.
D8 Echo, Mike, Victor, and...
D8CO, and there was a third station that I just got Echo. Can you, give another try and pause a little bit longer before you start talking. Station, please call out.
Ski 8 Echo Mike Victor.
Blue GMP. Anyone else for the U of M Sunday night yet?
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Zulu Juliet. This is Mo.
GB. He's a J. Anyone else for the U of M Sunday night yet?
Kilowatt Bravo 8 Oscar India Sierra.
KBOA, sorry, I have you. There was a station earlier with an echo. I'm not sure if I've got them. So far, I've got KBWV, KBOS, ACTO, WATMV, and KBZJ. Is there anyone else? All right, let's get started here with KBEATWV. You'll be followed by OAS. Go ahead, Mike.
Good evening, Matt, and the others on the net, Mike, KPWV. Not too much to report tonight, just getting caught up on a little bit of rest and late dinner, and I guess sitting back watching a little bit of football tonight. That's about it here. I got a little FDA action going on tonight. Believe it or not, 30 meters was pretty active, and got some good DX stations there. All right, well, back to you, and have a good week. KE8PWV, back to net control.
Thanks, Matt. Yesterday I spent some time, actually, on Monday I ordered a DMR radio, and it finally came a mobile radio, so I have a 50-watt rig that I can use with my outdoor antenna. Because I was not able to get into the Detroit DMR repeater reliably from my house. And that finally came on Saturday, and I wanted to run the Aero DMR net at 7 p.m. on Saturday, so I had a config file for it kind of already set up for a DMR config. I had I dumped the config into it, and had to take a couple tries to get the format of the file right, and it kind of gives you a little error in the file, but I got it in there and got it working by the net, so I was able to run the net, but it's something where it's an MD9600 and I think 9600 is the number, the Tegera, and I was unable to get the I'm unable to get it to display the names of the contacts that are in these presets. So as you navigate between the presets, it'll give you the preset number, but it won't give you the contact until you actually transmit. Then it shows you the name of the contact. So not quite sure what's configured there. Maybe you need the contact list in it for it to work. I'm not quite sure about that. It seems like getting one of those is kind of hard to do. You can download the entire database, but you couldn't filter online. Maybe I'll have to dump that into LibreOffice and edit it down, because they tried to dump the whole thing in there and complain about the file and everything. Anyhow, that's what I've been up to. Let's go move on to KB8OIS, and you'll be followed by CEO. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks, Matt. Sorry, I missed you. No, it's KB8OIS. The club news I'm aware of, Winterfest is occurring this Thursday afternoon for the students at the Stadium at. And then right afterwards, it's a club meeting. So they've got a busy Thursday ahead of them. That's it, Matt. Thanks for joining me. Back to you, KB8OIS.
Thanks, Greg. And the Winterfest and the meeting. And looking forward to the meeting. And that's probably what it's since November, so it's good to see in the next meeting. And Winterfest, that's always interesting. I don't know if I've ever actually been to Winterfest. I've definitely been to the fall one, but that's the fall. But I don't know about Winterfest. I've never been to that, but hopefully you can get a few more people that way. Anyhow, up next is ACCO, and you'll be following EMV. Go ahead, Don.
1, 2, 3. Thanks, Matt. This is ACATO, Don. I deliberately paused because several people I've noticed at the beginning of the transmission is cut off. Not all, so I don't know if they're keying earlier versus later or what, but yeah, and I also heard that. I thought I heard an echo and part of something else that maybe was a double checking in, but I haven't heard it again. Thanks, John, for the meeting details. I thought there was something coming up, but I wasn't sure. Not a whole lot new for me. I know the ARRL VHF, January VHF contest is coming up next weekend. So Saturday, what would that be, the 17th, 18th? I think it starts Saturday afternoon, like around 2, and it goes till about 11 Sunday evening. And that's often, I pretty much only operated on 6 meters. It's a great way to pick up some rare 6-meter contacts. I'm hoping for some more grid squares or even more states if I'm really lucky. I'm missing a few. Not really much else new for me, so with that, I will hand it on back. ACTO.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, your full count starting with 1 came through, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe the timing is variable depending on what sort of load is on the computers and since it's running my general purpose here. Let's see. The only 6-meter contact I've ever made is with someone at Royal Oak, and I think it may have been the same person. So I have made like 2 or 3 contacts. I think put a call out there and someone will respond, and it turns out they're just right in Royal Oak. So my experience with long distance 6 meter is not been good. And what's the Okay, so up next is WEMV, Ed. Were you the echo to me, or did you sound like your voice, but you could have missed it, go ahead. And you'll be followed by EZJ. Go ahead, Ed.
Thanks, Matt. No, I don't think I was the echo station. I also heard an Oscar in there, which might have been John, but there was definitely a double at the start of things. Anyway, this is Ed at WADMV. Only real technical news of the week. We had a really brief power outage here at the house last night in the middle of the night. And it reminds me which of my menagerie of computers doesn't have a perfect track record on restarting when the power glitches. I think I'm about 8 for 11 or something like that on systems that come back right away all by themselves. But there's a couple that reliably don't come back, and I'm not really sure whether it's a software configuration that I can tweak or whether I need to resort to getting a little UPS. It doesn't seem to make sense to get a whole UPS for a Pi. The power to weight ratio there seems wrong, but something that would let my controller for my attic lights ride out a power outage and not have to reboot it in the dark might make sense. All right, with that, back to Net. This is WADMV.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I think I may have actually heard that power outage, or maybe the outage that was effective. I don't know how long years it was actually outside. I seem to remember, like, last night in the middle of the night sometime during the boom, it sounded like the primary fuse blowing, and looking at CG's outage map and not seeing anything, but that might have been that, or just might have been the collateral damage to that. Here's my gone out for a moment until the fuse blew as the line got loaded down. I've had like this TV last year that I used when record off air TV, and the MIT TV demon doesn't start up right automatically when the box reboots, and I never quite figured that out and why that didn't work. I ended up just taking an old UPS and putting a new battery in it and sticking it on there. So it's like one of those desktop computer UPSs that can keep it on for a few minutes. The power goes out, so that's kept that box up for kind of for like years at a time now. So that isn't really a problem anymore. For the Pi to power that, maybe the thing to do is you just take a small battery and have that in parallel with the power, so the battery takes over when the power goes out. Instead of like a full UPS, and you just have a battery that's got a supply that's close to it as whatever it's, continuous flow charge voltages, and just takes over the power goes out. So don't use very much power. With Tom Lewis, this is WSAU with the UM Sunday Night Net. I used to run a while ago, but we're at the Tom Lewis with KDZJ. Go ahead, Mom.
Thank you, Matt, and good evening, everybody on the net. Not much going on over here. Just ready to start a new week of work, and hope everybody is well. Back to net.
Thanks for that. I've been running this net at high power, and the HD is already into the orange on the battery. This Kenwood HD is great for lots of things, but not great for battery power. Anyhow, this is WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo.
Station, somebody was cut off, but ended Alpha Romeo Echo. Go ahead and give your call again and take a turn.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo. This is John here in Ann Arbor. Just checking in, say hi, and now listen to what you guys are going on. I'm just getting more excited about my general license, and I'm getting things organized, and I actually ordered a Mark II, 7300 Mark II. And it said it's in, or it said it's expected to ship, so like Friday, so I'm kind of excited about that. I don't know, just that's about it. Just really getting into this radio thing, and nice to be here with all you. So I'll send it back to Nat, KFA Harry.
Thanks for that. Did you just get your general, or are you working on your general?
I got it about a month ago. Yep. So now I'm just realizing that my QRP unit can't quite get through on the HF band. So time to upgrade.
Congratulations on the new license. Is there anyone else that you have on Sunday night yet? Please call now.
Kilo Fox 8, Bravo, November, Sierra.
Go ahead, KF8DNS.
In Ann Arbor, and I really wasn't sure what, since all the WOTO tower was down, and so I was looking around what's going on. I was reading everyone's emails, Jay's emails about what frequencies are working, and I just happened to hit on this. I didn't really know that it was being run tonight. Back to net.
Thanks for that. This is the UVM repeater. It's downtown and Weiser Homewood. So it's kind of in the middle of campus downtown. So, this repeater is still up. And we're here every Sunday night at 8, so feel free to check in. And the AeroNet has moved to the 7-4 repeater over at Jackson and kind of in that area. So temporarily until we get the 9-6 back on there, it moves over to the Arrow Monday night at 7 p.m. has moved to, or 8 p.m., Monday at 8 p.m. has moved to the 7-4 repeater over in the northwest corner of town. Anyhow, is there anyone else for the UM Sunday night that speaks on that? Okay, so nothing occurs. This is the way that you bring the UM Sunday night to next to close with, this is 10 chickens with night control. If I counted right, I've got one for us. So I think that's right. Looks like we've had a time with 22 nets. This is one of the longest and biggest nets we've had in a while. Thanks to everyone that checked in, and thanks to U of M for the use of this repeater. This is WSA here, and I'll be clear, and give us wide to the RCNet.
This is WADMB. I'm also clear, and QSY to ARPC, which, if you don't already know, is on the 145.15 repeater, the NATUI repeater, which is an open net, which is a directed net, but about damaged radio public service. I'm off to 145.15.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 28 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 28 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees.